from the Psalter, "The righteous shall be an everlasting remembrance. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen." I'm always amazed as I open the scriptures and just do my reading, how the Lord has a word there. This week I was, as I go through the Psalms, I was up at Psalm 112 and verse 6, "The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance." And I thought, the Soul Saturday coming, of course. And we sing Memory Eternal at every Orthodox funeral service. And it's right there in the Psalm. So much of our liturgical worship, it's from the Psalms and it's from Scripture. The same Psalm 112 goes on to say, "Unto the godly there ariseth up light in the darkness. He is God, merciful, loving, righteous." I visited someone very near death this week, and after giving her communion, I said, "Could I read Psalms?" And I did. And one psalm, I told her it's one of my favorites, Psalm 27. Psalm 27 ends with these wonderful words, "I shall see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Be strong. He shall comfort thy heart. Put thy trust in the Lord." It's good that we are here today and do, as the psalmist said, hold an everlasting remembrance loved ones departed, and to pray for their souls. God never forgets them. But sometimes we humans, we get busy with our lives and we do not remember. It's good we remember. It's good we remember. It's also very sobering, because it speaks of our own destiny and our own mortality, that we often, as the gospel said, get caught up in the vanities of the world and we forget where it's all going. Don't get caught up in the vanity of the world. Tomorrow is the Sunday of the Last Judgment. We have this icon to ponder before us of the Last Judgment. And it's a clear divide between those who are with the Lord and will be eternally with the Lord on the last day, and those who will not. Not that God does not desire all people to be saved. He does. But he respects free choice. And part of our own free choice is to pray for loved ones departed. And maybe you think it's a mystery. The people that didn't always make the best choices in this life, we, because we love them, we pray for them. And we pray that the Lord will have mercy on them. The Last Judgment. It's also reflected in our gospel reading that we heard today. And this is why we have Soul Saturday on this particular day in the liturgical calendar. Because we know the judgment's coming. It's connected with the second coming of Christ. That's when there'll be the final judgment. And that's when souls will be rejoined with bodies and forever in an eternal place. So the second coming, the raising of the dead, the judgment, all of that is interwoven together. Second Corinthians says, We will all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. So each one must receive good or evil according to what he has done in the body. So that's speaking of that last and final judgment. And the epistle, which is the epistle today that was read, is always read at a funeral service, talks about bodies arising. And those who have fallen asleep in the Lord will be forever with the Lord on that final day. In this interim time, after our death and before the final judgment, Scripture also speaks of another judgment that'll happen immediately after death. And that's in Hebrews chapter 9. It says, "It's appointed for men once to die, and after that comes the judgment." So there's intermediary judgment right at death, and then a final judgment at the end. The judgment at death is bodies are still resting, decaying in the ground to be resurrected. But the souls continue. Souls continue in one of two places after that judgment at death. Either in paradise, as the Lord promised to the good thief, "Today you'll be with me in paradise," or in Hades. Not everyone came out of Hades. Again, there's free will. The Lord opened that place, but there are people that choose not to follow him, be joined to him. And so at death, some souls remain in Hades. Others are like the good thief. They're with the Lord in paradise. Paradise is also called Abraham's bosom. That's why you have the image there of Abraham holding all the souls. And that goes back to the words of the Lord himself in the parable where Lazarus died, the poor man. He was carried to Abraham's bosom. He was comforted. The rich man who was uncharitable, and tomorrow you'll hear about charity and the importance of that. He remained in that place, his soul, away from the Lord in torment. So it's good we think about all these things. When we pray for the departed, do not imagine that we're like Roman Catholics who believe in purgatory. We do not. But nevertheless, we're not like Protestants who say, just forget them. And it's all in God's hands. Somewhere in that mysterious middle place, we pray for the departed because we love them. We pray that the Lord will have mercy on them. We say in the funeral service, "No man lives and sins not. No one departs this life without sin," and in needing the Lord's mercy and forgiveness. And we're comforted because we know the Lord desires all people to be saved. So we ask the good Lord that our humble prayers, especially for those loved ones that we remember, that the Lord will receive these prayers as our free will offering on their behalf, having mercy upon them, that they might be with the Lord on that last day. It's all in his hands. We know his loving desire. We know his goodness. And so we pray. It's good that we are here. And may we all be reminded through this experience that keep our own hearts right with the Lord. Fresh cleansing, fresh confession, fresh joy, fresh peace that gives us as we walk our walk right now before that final day and final hour of our passing. Passing from this life to a much greater life. And if it's a life with the Lord, it'll be a wonderful, glorious, eternal life with joy without end. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.